The promise of the Holy Spirit here, you see, is in the context of martyrdom. The Holy Spirit is the witness. And he witnesses to us. So when the advocate comes, I think I've explained that before. The Greek word is parakletos, and we don't have the cultural reality that is behind that word. So we try to have other advocate. Well, advocate can imply a legal proceeding, right? Parakletos nearly always does. In other words, if you look at chapter 9 in the Gospel of John, it's a perfect example of a disciple. He is a beggar on trial. If you remember the story in chapter 9, our Lord heals a blind man. And everybody's excited. And the Pharisees are cross-examining him. And he said, look, all I know is this. I was blind and now I see. Now you guys figure it out. In other words, witness is based on experience, not on learning. You've got to know this firsthand before you can witness. And that's why we pray, that's why we ask the Lord. Now, there'll be many of us go out today over to the abortion clinic to witness to those women. If we know the love of the Lord and we know his mercy and his care, we can, you know, most of the women, well, at least half, I would suppose, are just frightened. I've had too many kids, or I'm not married, or I'm, you know. Some are just saying, I've had enough of this. I don't want any more kids, and so forth. The Lord, through us, is pleading for those children's lives. And that's why it's a sacred function. Advocate. See, he will testify. And if he testifies to you, then you can testify. Because you have been with me from the beginning. You know what this is all about. And when the Spirit testifies to you, then you can testify. A paraclete. Then our Lord says, I've told you this, so that you won't fall away. Because they're going to throw you out of the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when anyone who kills you will think he's offering worship to God. A lot of the Jews, you know, just thought this was a terrible, disruptive, heretical sect, the Christians. And the best thing you can do is kill them. And they did, starting with Stephen. Now they will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this so that when your hour comes, you may remember that I told you. So he's getting them ready to preach the gospel. And it's not always in a welcoming environment. I don't know why. I think I was even talking to you about them yesterday or the other day, wasn't I, about the young kids coming to Rome. Yeah. See, they were witnessing. They could hardly speak. Well, they couldn't speak Italian. But they were, and they were charming. And I told you how they went out. The priest invited us out to his parish. He said, I got to warn you. That parish is filled with communists. So there could be some violence. So I told the kids that. And they said, oh gosh, we can suffer for Christ. That was their response. So we went out. And the church hall was full. The priest had done his job. And I would suppose half of them were communists. You know. And of course, these kids didn't speak Italian, so somebody had to translate for them. But the people, these vicious communists, they were like lambs. The purity of heart of these kids witnessing to Jesus, you see, was... And that's what he's saying here, you see. And so it went very well, and we all went back to Rome in good shape. And the kids were interesting. There was a group of sisters there teaching in the school, and they were dressed in their habit, and the kids were fascinated. And finally, one of them said to me, "That one there, that's the superior, isn't it?" I said, "Yes. How do you know?" She said, "They always have an anointing." And she picked up the anointing. Very interesting. So, what he's saying here is, we have to bear witness. People have to know about God, about Jesus, about the murder that is abortion. People have to know. And you can bet your bottom dollar that it won't be any happier scene than usual out there today. The cops who stand around the thing and all the rest. But Jesus Christ will have mercy.